I'm Joni Johnson, and I coach the Aqua Teen Hunger Force Ocean Science team along with Sunny Rice. And this year, the competition is fairly similar, where they get to put together this lovely 20-page research paper. And then they went up and presented their research on invasive species to an audience of 150-plus people. And then after that comes the Quiz Bowl time, where they get to shine and show their knowledge of ocean science facts.
I'm Christian Hernandez, and I'm a junior. Some aspects of Tsunaiable that I liked a lot were the other teams. They're very friendly to each other, and we got to meet new people from other towns. Also, we learned a lot of things from the presentations. A lot of them were made pretty well.
I'm Sharice Randrup, and I'm a senior. And pretty much the paper was a lot of hours of writing. And to begin with, they give us a topic. So we looked at the topic, and we decided invasive aquatic organisms is what we were going to look at. And then we narrowed it down to Atlantic salmon and tunicates. And the Atlantic salmon part didn't work out that well, so we just went with tunicates.
Why did the Atlantic salmon not work out so well?
Well.
tell people who you are and go ahead and tell us.
I'm Shelton Brett, and I'm a senior. And the Atlantic salmon didn't work out that well, partially because there wasn't enough information in controlled regions, and we had portions of effort not being put towards that part of the paper. So
you focus on the tunicates? And what sort of tunicates are the issue for invasive species?
There are Siona, or the ones we were looking at were the Botryloides, right? Yeah, the Botryloides. And then we're looking at others like Siona species and Didymnum. Stylia, yeah.
I'm Tyler Lantine. I'm a sophomore. And these tunicates, they filter out the plankton that many of the animals around here use to eat. And that, in turn, that would endanger crab and salmon populations, which would be bad for this location. So it was a pretty interesting paper and topic, just because it had so much to do with where we live here in Petersburg.
I'm Dan Cardenas. I'm a sophomore, and the quiz bowling was a test of our knowledge of ocean science, and it was really intense. We tied and won by a point, and we won by a point in many of them. And overall, I think we did really good.
What were some of the categories that you did the best in, do you think, your team?
Biology and the chemistry.
Somebody told me a question that you just aced and you couldn't believe you aced it, or... Okay.
I think it was our third match of the first day, and the first day was just a round robin, no elimination. And the question came up, what is the scientific term for a species of fish that will leave freshwater, go out into saltwater, and then come back to freshwater to spawn? And from having Miss Johnson for aquaculture 2 years in a row, it popped right into my head, and it buzzed in before the questions were even rang out, and said anadromous, and we got it right. So,
what about one that was really tough that you're like, oh, I can't believe I missed that, or that was tough? Oh, same.
Ohio.
Go ahead.
It was a question about a team bonus question, and it was about... What was it about? It was about sport fishing?
It wanted
sport
to know
fishing?
What the number one saltwater sport fishing state, right, Ms. Johnson?
Yeah,
state was in the United States.
Really?
And we had no idea, so we just wound up winging it. And I got Sharice to say Ohio, which is a landlocked state. So the real answer was Florida.
Tell me why you took part in the program. Why did you want to do Tsunami Bowl?
I was just interested in the class, and I now know that there's scholarships provided by the National Ocean Science Bowl that I would like to get when I'm a senior.
Does anyone here want to do something in ocean sciences when they graduate from high school, biology, or something related?
I'm hoping to major at UAS double major in psychology and marine biology. So.
And how about you? Why did you just take part? I think you took part last year, didn't you?
I did. I enjoyed it last year. I enjoyed traveling up to Seward and competing with other teams, and I just thought it would be good, and also it's good practice writing a scientific paper, and it's also good practice presenting that paper.
I actually got coerced into it by Miss Johnson. She told me to do it. It's like I was going to do it. She wanted me to do it my freshman year, and I'm like, I really don't want to, but I just said I did it anyway.
But did you get something out of it after all?
I'm definitely going to do it again. It was fun.
And how about you?
This is my second time coming in. I really liked it last year as well. And scholarships would be nice as well. So I'm not really sure if I want to do psychology or marine biology also.
For this year, the Marine Conservation Alliance really chipped in and supported the team financially. And then it was great, too, this year as well. I mean, I always have to give thanks to the school district because they make sure that this kind of academic competition can happen. And truly, when you're presenting to a crowd of over 150 people, that's experience that you don't just get if you're here in the high school.